You're listening to it, Tom and Zeus on the Shout It Out Loudcast. One of them has a body built for sin and the other has an appetite for passion. Stick around. You'll find out who. I'm Mitch LaFon from Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, our first Dorm Damage concert review, Zeus.
Yes. And thank God we started doing these Dorm Damage episodes, because now, like, we would briefly drop it in the middle of a Kiss episode. Like, oh, yeah, we just saw Jerry Cantrell. It's great. Boom, 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 boom. Yep. Now we have a place to do that. And this is episode 17, and we just figured it out. Hey, why don't we talk about the Winery Dogs on Dorm Damage?
That's right. Yep. So we saw them on a Sunday night. It was February 26th, and we got some, well, for me, I'm sure for Zeus, some last-minute good news that the show is going to start at 7 p.m.,
because with no opening act,
which is, I'm like, dude, this is like a dream come true on a Sunday night, a work night. Cause I'm thinking, oh, 9 o'clock. I'm like, cause the venue is a half hour from me, but Zeus is almost an hour for me. So it would have been that much longer.
That's all right.
So I follow the band on Facebook. I follow Mike Portnoy, and he's like, oh yeah, Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire sold out tonight. Be aware, tonight's an early show. We go on at 7. I was like, Zeus, you got to get up here earlier than we expected. I'm like, they're going on at 7 and there's no opening act.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. So, you know, the drive to Tom's place for me is pretty easy. It's straight highway.
Yeah.
So we get to Tom's and obviously Tom's hero there, Scout, goes fucking nuts.
He does that for me too, though. Anybody who comes and goes, he's out of his mind. Other than that, he's pretty much sleeping. But yeah.
Yeah, I handed Tom an Elton John magazine.
Add it to my collection. I love those.
Do you guys, I'm putting that out there, do you guys like going to the supermarkets and then looking in that magazine rack and seeing if there's anything like of any interest? Dude, I've picked up a Buffy the Vampire Slayer magazine. I picked up the Elton John one for you.
Yep.
I picked up, there was one on presidents. I'm like, I'm such a fucking political nerd.
Dude, I have one on Salem witch trials. They're awesome.
Yeah, obviously the Zeppelin ones, you'll see. There's so many. I saw a couple Aerosmiths. Those things are fucking awesome.
They're great.
Yeah, and I'm like, Elton John, I'm carrying. Because I'm like, every time I go to the supermarket, I'm like, oh, I got to check. I ran back. So the only thing running back to the fucking register was me holding an Elton John fucking magazine. Whoa!
Hey!
I'm ready!
I'm going to bring this to my guy friend. Yeah.
I'm buying an Elton John magazine for my male friend. Anyway, so we get to your house. Tom's kind enough to drive. And I think we went with a Sirius satellite, Tom. I don't even think you put any music of your own on, right?
It was Hair Nation pretty much the entire time. Although, wait, I take that back. I think when we got in, Boneyard might have been on, which is like the hard classic rock from like the 70s and 80s. Turn on the car, the first thing. The Zoo by the Scorpions.
Yes! Yes!
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did I offend Scorpion fans? Because aren't they just Scorpions and not the Scorpions? Like, dude, they're not the Foo Fighters.
They're fucking...
I know you
hate that. I hate that. The Eagles do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's Eagles. You mean the Eagles? No. It's Eagles. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dude, the Kiss.
I hate that. Yeah, the Kiss. Exactly. The Shout It Out Loudcat.
Oh, you love that.
Motherfuckers.
So, yeah. So it's Hair Nation the entire time. Then, of course, we're talking shop, all that stuff. We get there, and we got there a little bit, probably like 6:30. And the parking lot, it's like this, like, industrial, like, I'm like, where the fuck? It's literally stuck in like an industrial park, like a big building. So we park. I almost get sideswiped by some lady trying to park.
It's dark as hell. It's got like black eyes everywhere. We have to cross the street to go across because that parking lot for the place is packed. So we parked across the street with others. And so Tom's walking, this car fucking lady tries to pull into an open spot as we're walking by.
I don't think she there's no way she saw me because there was no application of the brakes until it was like almost too late.
What happened? So I got run over in a parking lot.
How was the show? Pretty good. They carried me in. So we get to the venue and I'm like, this is it. I mean, it's a very nice place, but it's my favorite kind of venue. Tiny, new and clean.
Do you know what you want to say? Intimate.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That too. It was perfect. You go in there, you get your will call tickets, go to the merch booth. We met the lovely Sydney Taylor for the first time because she's the merch girl for the Winery Dogs tour.
Yes. And she was kind enough to talk shop a little bit. It was fun. It was like, you know, we've talked to her a few times. We'll have her on the show at some point. We're like, hey, this is the first time meeting you. Oh, yeah. Great.
So we're like, are you Sydney Taylor? And she's like, yeah. And we're like, with Tom and Zeus, Charlotte Lunker. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, we talk all the time on Facebook and Twitter and everything. We try, I think, email too a couple times. We tried to have her on not long ago. I think she got caught up with the Alice Cooper tour and everything, all that stuff.
So yes.
Very, 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 very nice. And then.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
We run into not one, not two, three Patreon supporters, all of them wearing Shout It Out Loudcast gear. How cool is that?
Were we wearing Shout It Out Loudcast gear?
No, of course not. You can't do that. You were wearing your Kiss Cruise hoodie. I was wearing my ski jacket, sweating like a fucking pig. I don't know what I was doing wearing that. But we met John, Alex / AJ and Rudy. And, we posted the picture on our social medias of all of us hanging out and meeting each other, shooting the shit, talking Kiss, talking Winery Dogs. It was so cool to just see these guys and meet them in person. Guys that we've, you know, chatted with directly on Patreon or social media or email. So that was really cool meeting just all three guys and just, you know, hanging out and just seeing them and kind of shooting the shit before we got our seat. Cause we got there like probably like 6:40-ish. And they said the show was at 7. I'm like, they're not going to go right on at 7. They went on right at 7.
Yeah, we were thankfully, like before, we're like, you know what? Oh, shit. We didn't get a photo with those guys. And I go run around trying to find each one of them. And luckily enough to find everybody, took a nice shot with them. And that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And then, of course, we sit down. And right before we sit down, you're like, I'm going to go to the seats. I'm like, oh, let me get some a couple drinks and some food. I get the drinks and the chicken fingers are going to take 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, come on, lady. And I'm waiting. I'm like, do I wait? The show's about to start. I'm like, fuck it. Let me just go sit down with you. The show starts and then we'll get back to the show, how it begins. But then, of course, I sit down late and then I have to make him get up to go get my chicken fingers. Then I have to make him get up when I come back. I'm so embarrassed.
But the cool thing about this venue, and I don't like, you know, I said tiny, Zeus said intimate. It was legitimately the size of like a small movie theater.
Yeah.
Like there was no, it was just a wide open, like there's, you know, no poles or nothing obstructed. Like, I mean, when we were sitting, it's in what's referred to as the mezzanine, which actually was you go up two stairs and sit in a cushy seat. I mean, we had great seats with dead center. I was dead center with Portnoy's drum set. And they started right at 7 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. There wasn't a bad seat in the house.
No, it was great. The venue fits about 700 according to their website. They moved and expanded. And this is a venue, again, it's in Derry, New Hampshire. It's not that far from me. It's a venue that kind of specializes in, which is weird that the Winery Dogs play there. It's a venue that specializes in a lot of like classic rock, like tribute bands, or like real small, like tiny artists. So yeah, seeing the Winery Dogs on their itinerary was like by far like the biggest band on their roster.
Yeah.
Because you look at it now, although Zeus and I did see in July listed as Stephen Piercy, the voice of Rat. That's how it's being advertised.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll check that one out too. Or maybe we'll go see Foreigner's Journey, the combination Foreigner Journey tribute band.
Or maybe we'll see the band that I sent the text to you and Murph, Gay CDC.
Yes, and they changed the lyrics because there was a video online, and instead of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, if my ears deceived me, I swear to God, the guy was singing Dirty Dudes. I swear, I am not trying to make a joke. Yeah,
it's like our buddy Hal Sparks did Nerd Halen.
Yes,
nerd kind of themed Van Halen.
Yep,
this is a gay AC/DC band. I was just like, what the fuck is this on my feed?
What a great name!
Nothing wrong with this.
Gay CDC. Anyways, boy, we're either in between Elton John and Gay CDC. We're either doing a great job with our gay contingent or not. I don't know.
Yes.
But anyway, so the show starts and a lot of our friends, you know, like Sonny and Steve and Tony, all those guys, they've been on the Winery Dogs, you know, bandwagon for a while. We're obviously very late to the party. They come out and you know right off the bat, okay, you're dealing with three fucking virtuosos here and three guys that they could have played in a venue five times the size of that. I mean, it was a small venue. They were loud as fuck. They played 16 songs. If you look at setlist.fm, they 17, but that's because they list the bass solo as its own individual thing with I Love Billy Sheehan. The guy is fantastic, very creative and very innovative. I don't need a bass solo.
He was slapping the bass.
I have been known to slap at the bass big time.
Yeah, and when he did his bass solo, they dimmed the lights for everybody else because it was when Portnoy and Kotzen took a break. And we got I know people don't like drum solos, but like I'm like, okay, I'm looking at Portnoy, one of the if not the greatest living rock drummer. I want to see a drum solo out of you. You know, he did like, you know, 10 seconds of a little drum solo going into a song. But they played a ton of they mixed the set list up. Obviously, they only have three albums. So they played a bunch of stuff from the debut that we did our ARC on. They played Desire. They played Damage. They played I'm No Angel, Regret, Elevate, like all those songs off the debut album.
You're missing one. You make a time machine?
You make a time machine?
Oh,
so but, stupid.
So, but I'll tell you right now, there are times when you go see a band and you're like, oh, these guys, you know, they kick ass. They're loud. They sound heavy. They sound good. Richie Kotzen's voice. Okay, look, there's no sinking Kotzen at the show, okay?
I was waiting for sinking Stanley to step up and go, oh, backing tracks!
Think of Stanley here, people, and listen!
Sinking Richie, he's, no, this guy was, I could not believe the notes. Yeah. Every note you hear on the albums, he's hitting them live. And Zeus, you made an observation about Portnoy's drumming, about how...
Like, yeah, so what I was saying is, for a guy that is like incredible drumming, first of all, his drum set is Peter Criss size.
That's tiny.
Nothing huge, but he looks flawless. So he looks like Eric Singer. Sometimes you're like, he's not like, you would think he's like a Tommy Lee or somebody that makes expressions like he's fucking going nuts. Like, ah, but he's not, he's just flawless. But he's got a big fucking smile on his face. Yeah. Like he's enjoying himself. Sorry, Eric, you can do that too. He's smiling and fucking going nuts. He's having fun with the fucking mic stand, smacking it out of his way, bringing it back, and like laughing to himself about this shit. And his drumming is insane. He's keeping up with everything. And he's like doing like hand gestures and stuff. Just unreal. And I'll give him credit. Nobody was showing up anybody. Richie Kotzen didn't slide across the fucking stage a la Stevie Vai.
Right.
Billy Sheehan wasn't like stepping in front of the spotlight and going nuts, but they each were like excelling on their instrument on their own. I mean, I've never heard so much bass in my life. He's doing fucking bass licks in the middle of other licks. Bass fills, guitar fills galore. Richie Kotzen's hitting like vocals and notes that I'm like, oh shit, just like the album. Now, I didn't know a lot of the songs because they were from album 2 and 3, which I don't own yet. And but they all sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the fills, the little fills that Portnoy was doing, whether it's with like the hi-hat, the cowbell, like everything was just flawless. He was just like flicking his wrists. Like it was just, but you're right. He always looked like he was thrilled to be there. Billy Sheehan, the same thing, doing all kinds of fills, all kind of runs on the bass, like finger tapping, like that you would see a lead guitarist doing, which Richie Kotzen, the solo. Look, I said this before. I'm late to the party here. We've heard about him for a long time, being friends with Sonny, but I saw him on the cruise, seeing him here with the Winery Dogs. The guy is an incredible vocalist and guitar player. I mean, his solo, there were certain songs where he would just go off and you could see the crowd just kind of like rising with the energy as he just continued his solos. It was incredible.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking of anybody whose vocals are that good and can match it with the guitar playing.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. I'm not listening to Eric Clapton for his vocals.
Right.
Right. And so I'm amazed at it. The problem Richie Kotzen has is that Sonny Pooney's a big fan of his. So everyone's got to be thinking like I did, oh, this guy must suck. Sonny loves him this much. There's no way he's good. This has got to be brutal. So he might be smart and say to people, Sonny, stop liking my music.
Stop liking me.
Stop talking about me publicly. It'll help my career.
Yeah. But it was a great look. Anytime you see a show in an intimate venue, and it was funny because they played, you know, 16, 17.
Well, can you
songs.
Run down the track? Run down
oh, yeah. I got
the list.
Yeah, I have the track. So they opened up with Gaslight and Xanadu from the new album. So Gaslight, Xanadu, Captain Love, which I absolutely love off of Hot Streak.
Yeah, you said that. You're like, oh, I love this song.
And then Hot Streak, the title track from the second album. Desire, Breakthrough from the new album.
Time Machine.
You make a time machine?
Stars off the new album, which is fucking fantastic. Damaged, Mad World from the new album. The Other Side, Billy Sheehan's bass solo, I'm No Angel. The Red Wine, Oblivion. And then the encore was Regret and Elevate. And at the beginning of Regret, Richie sits down with just the piano and does a little bit of the in like a little portion of a song called Lorelei off the new album. And then they go into Regret, which was fantastic. And then, of course, Elevate. So perfect set list. They broke it up with, you know, some of like the slow stuff, the heavy stuff, the fast stuff. Perfect set list. Portnoy did a little bit of like a super mini drum solo, if you want to call it, before I think it was before The Other Side. He may have done it. But I was looking forward to that. But yeah, Billy Sheehan's bass solo was going on a little too long.
Yeah. And you know, you would listen to some of the songs and then Richie Kotzen would go on to the solo and it's just like blistering. Incredible. So, and everything would go right back into the song. It wasn't too overdone. Now, after a while, I'm not going to lie. My head became numb with all this music. It's like fucking blown away because you got drums, you got guitar, you bass, but you could hear each instrument. And if you wanted to focus on that instrument in the song, you got it. And it was nice and clean. The one thing that I will say that has to be said, I think for me from seeing this, the fucking guitar tone that he had on his guitar was the cleanest guitar I've ever heard in a live concert. I think I've ever heard. It was insane.
And then he mixed in some incredible effects that he would do for like certain parts of certain songs.
Yeah, because I'd be like, where are they getting that sound? Is that a fucking synth?
Yeah,
like,
no,
just guitar pedals and shit.
Different guitar pedals and effects. Like, wow. The other thing that was interesting too for a band like the Winery Dogs, I always like to scan the crowd. Like when you go to a Kiss show, it's pretty much going to be people, you know, older people with their kids. Like this concert, it varied. I saw like young groups of guys. I saw people way older than us.
The lady next to us, that grandmother, the gray hair that fell asleep.
Yep. Yeah. The crowd was the crowd. And I'm like, the Winery Dogs, this is like hard rock here. Like I'm surprised that quote unquote older crowd that now I know Richie Kotzen and Portnoy with Dream Theater and Billy Sheehan, these guys have been around forever. So maybe they're just fans of them individually. Yeah. But the crowd was interesting.
Did you just say my name is Richie?
My Kotzen. Name is Richie Kotzen. And this is my wife, Oprah.
But the one last thing I want to make a point of saying is at the end, like Richie Kotzen, he's not really what you would call a fucking stage
public speaker.
Yeah, he seems like he's a little awkward with it, but he does say at the end, you know, this is off our new we have physical copies over there, and he's talking about the merch booth. And while you're there, you know, pick up a t-shirt. And I turn to Tom and go, you're in the Kiss business, baby. Yes, that's all I think about is anytime some guy says about that.
You're in the Kiss business, baby.
Like, oh, that other stuff is beneath us. I don't, you know, we don't do what Gene Simmons does, hawking shit all the time. Can you please buy our CDs and our fucking stuff?
I love that. I thought that was awesome. I'm like, good for you, dude. But it's funny because I think even Sonny mentioned that like Richie's kind of like a weird guy. It's almost like at the end of the show, it's like, okay, Richie, you have to talk to these people now. Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't much of that, but who cares? I know the music did the talking. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I thought they were fine. Me and you picked up a couple t-shirts.
Yep.
We're happy with it.
Yeah.
Overall, great experience, right?
Absolutely. Great show. Great little venue. Amazing and tons of fun meeting John and AJ and Rudy. Patreon, shout out Loudcast, guys. Tons of fun. And this certainly will not be our last concert review. We may have a couple more coming up depending on what the summer brings us. So,
yeah, so you should check out the Winery Dogs. That being said, peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.